Minister, it relates to the knowledge transfer scheme, which the 3 initial years is running out at the moment over the last month or so. And in particular, Minister, if you will agree to extend it for a further year. As you will know, at the outset it was budgeted for up to 28,000 farmers to participate, whereas only about 19,000 farmers have actually taken part in it. So there is enough funding there, Minister, given the initial envelope, to actually extend it. It's of great benefit in terms of knowledge transfer, but also is of assistance in terms of income to those farmers who participated as well. So will you give a commitment, Minister, that you will look at this and indeed extend it for a further year?
Thank you, Deputy. I think I answered a parliamentary question to you yesterday on this matter. I am a big admirer of the KT programme, and as you rightly acknowledge, the Budget 2020 provides for the existing liabilities to be met in 2020. The question is, do we have a KT scheme subsequent to that? And obviously that's a matter that will be considered in the context of, you know, the budgetary parameters within which the next scheme would be set. But it would be my ambition that we should have a successor. I think it's important for the knowledge that's transferred, but also for the engagement between farmers in the various disciplines that participate in KT, and the social opportunity for engagement in a profession that's practiced mostly in isolation, that's as important as the knowledge that's transferred. So it would be my ambition, subject to budgetary constraints, to have a scheme to succeed the current one.